Welcome to another SearchDataManagement.com podcast. I'm Hannah Smaltry, site editor. Today, we're talking about Master Data Management, otherwise known as MDM. Early adopters of Master Data Management say the end results are worth it, but there are often many challenges to overcome before organizations can reap the rewards of integrated, cleansed master data. Beyond the technical issues of managing data throughout various systems and applications in an enterprise, there are organizational challenges, such as data governance and who owns the data. And that's just the beginning. So to learn more about how to bulletproof your master data management program, we called Evan Levy, partner and co-founder of Baseline Consulting, a professional services firm concentrating on enterprise data issues. Evan is an acknowledged expert in the field of data integration and the technology architectures that support it, and recently co-authored the book Customer Data Integration, Reaching a Single Version of the Truth. Thank you very much for speaking with us today, Evan.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. I'm actually looking forward to talking with you.
First, how do companies know that they need a master data management program versus other kinds of technology or process improvements? Are there any clues that you look for?
Absolutely. You know, it's funny. We've all been doing this data integration thing for years, and we often run into the point of, you know, haven't I already done that? Well, we don't want to get into arguments or discussions about one solution being better than another. But let's focus on when and why master data management can help you. All too often, you find that you still have a multitude of answers when you run a report or you want to get a customer list. Keep one thing in mind, where master data management is valuable and successful is consolidating or reconciling all your different sources of content into the one list. Now, data warehousing and ETL and all those other technologies have done a wonderful job, but they've only been focused in the data warehousing or the analytics or the historical data content space. What we're talking about MDM helping is all the different systems. It's about operational data integration. So if you have a challenge where I might have disparate customer sources in my operational systems and I need them integrated and reconciled online, near real time, that's where master data management can be really valuable.
So if I could just challenge you a little bit more on that, what is so different about MDM than previous data integration and consolidation techniques? And I've heard people ask this, why can't you just use a data warehouse and put all your master data there and federate it out?
You know, we get those questions all the time. And the fact is there anything new, whiz-bang, rocket science in MDM? And the answer is, you know something? I'd say if push came to shove, you would probably not find any discrete piece of technology that's new. What you find is it's been packaged and integrated so you get value-added functions built in. And I know that sounds a little salesy, but I think the thing to keep in mind is if you go open up the cereal box of MDM, what you find is typically built into master data management is data quality. So things like data cleansing, data error detection and correction, that's part of a master data management architecture environment. With other environments like data warehousing, data marts, or databases, it's typically a bolt-on or an add-on. So the way I like to describe it to folks is master data management system, when you say I've got a first name and a last name and an address, the MDM system understands what first name, last name, and address really means. It's got intelligence about the data types themselves versus a traditional DBMS that knows what a string is, but it doesn't understand the characteristics of an address to be able to go compare it against all the addresses and say, wait a second, 100 First Street in Rockledge, Florida, that's really Avenue. So things like address standardization or name identification, things like Bob, Robert, Rob, that's built into MDM, and you find many, many other features and details that are part of master data management that over the years have become bolt-ons or add-ons to some of these other database or data storage technologies.
You just covered a bunch of technology components. I know that master data management is about a little bit more than just technology. So I'd like you, if you could, to lay out the critical components, technology, process, or otherwise, of a master data management program.
Well, you know, it's funny. We actually believe that a lot of the challenges with master data management aren't terribly dissimilar than some of the things that you've seen with other data or information initiatives. We've just talked about some of the technology pieces. Inevitably, I need to have the technology infrastructure to be able to hook or pipe my different operational systems together and deal with the transaction and data movement. So if I want to have Robert Smith be standardized to Robert Smith on all the different systems, I've got to have that technical infrastructure. We've already talked about things like data cleansing and data standardization. But in order to make those pieces successful, what you inevitably find is there's a level of business clarity that's necessary when it comes to the data or the information. All too often, that's really in the areas of data governance and data management. We often find that in the data warehouse and BI environment, things like data management and data standards, those are nice to have, but unfortunately, they're optional. There are lots of BI environments or database systems that don't have that. They are mandatory in master data management. There can be no argument over, is Bob, Rob, and Robert the same? The whole premise of master data management is to be able to support reconciliation and integration of the data. So you need to have well-defined business terminology so I can master a subject area. And that's something else to keep in mind. Master data management is really a very functionally oriented system to support infrastructure. It's a tool for IT organizations to enable their business users to get that single version of subject area truth. The other point I'll bring up is what I just mentioned, data governance. It's about alignment to what the business's information policy is. Very, very often, you find that the definitions of things tie to not what a computer system says, but the way a business interprets and identifies things. The difference between a customer, a prospect, a lead, or a past customer. If I'm going to master my customer data, I need to define, well, what does that mean? Is that just the customers? Is it customers and prospects and so forth? So this is where the consistency of business information policy is critical, and that's where data governance steps in. Data governance is at the business level determining what are our policies like security and access, things like compliance and liability, or just information sharing and terminology and definitions. Data management is where IT and the business come together, and they actually establish the tactics for implementing that. So a little long-winded here, but it's very much about process and policy that are critical to making master data management successful.
Now I'd like to talk a little bit about the people and the structure of MDM programs. How are successful MDM teams structured in your experience, and what kinds of people and skills should be on an MDM team?
Well, you know something? It's funny you mentioned that, because when we first went down this path with the book that we wrote and released last year, prior to that, we did our research and we worked not only with our own clients, but we met with many others that have gone down this MDM path. We were actually a little surprised with what we learned. And looking back on it, I guess it became more an aspect of common sense than anything else. But one would expect right off the bat, if I'm going to implement master data management, then I'm going to have to leverage my data management skills. We expected that the folks that were the most successful were the ones that had enterprise data management. What we came to learn is most organizations that have a data management function, unfortunately, have them portioned off to just the BI environment. The whole premise of master data management, as I said before, is operational data integration. So the folks that need to be involved include the data management function, but not just from an analytics perspective, but from an operational systems perspective. You actually need to have operational systems skills in play. Why is that? Because people need to know not about the data I'd like to have, but the way the data actually looks inside the system so I can integrate it. The other area of skill and expertise that we absolutely encourage is IT architecture. It's one thing to say I want to integrate data between two or three systems using master data management, but I need to make sure that the traditional IT architect role is there. That being said, we typically encourage and have seen a centralized MDM program team, and that team really focuses on having the right types of data management and data administration skills and business requirement and policy skills, because the most important skill there is understanding how the business uses and sees that data. My point a moment ago of the difference between a customer and a prospect and a lead, those details need to be worked out, and that's going to require individuals with those skills inside the MDM team working with the business data stewards to determine what those definitions are and ensure that they're they're reasonable definitions. As you can tell, that's another group that I've just identified, which is data stewardship. It's the individuals on the business side that can speak for what do these terms and meanings really, really mean to us. So I think I've covered it. Got the MDM program team that will include both technologists and business savvy data people. You'll have an IT architecture group. We've talked about the data management organization and something that I just mentioned a moment ago that we perceive to be a very critical component of success, some sort of data governance or responsibility or data governance council. Those are the people that can resolve business policy data conflicts. And quite simply, things at the level of, well, we're not allowed to share patient record information. Well, when you need clarity about what that means, well, can we share aggregated detail? If I scramble the patient's ID information, is that acceptable? Those types of business policy discussions shouldn't be inside IT. That's just not fair. And very often, it's not something that you want to discuss inside a single organization. It requires a business or a company level discussion so you have the believed answer. So those are the different areas that need to participate.
And I have a feeling we've touched on this as well. What are the three most common challenges that you've seen that organizations encounter as they implement MDM? And can you offer any advice or tidbits for overcoming those challenges?
Well, you know, it's funny. What are the biggest challenges? Well, you inevitably see when you talk to the software industry, they'll immediately say you need to have executive level support. I don't know that it's practical to assume that the executives, the highest levels of the organization, need to know what master data management is. While I would be thrilled with that, I just don't know how practical it is. I think you need to start, or where we see the first obstacle is, you know, are you even solving a business problem? So point one is, if I build it, what am I really fixing? And it's critical to be able to identify, well, who owns that problem that I'm helping? We often joke that when we are retained by our clients and they say, you know, how would you help us plan this, or where should I start? Find a couple of folks with a problem that they've got to fix because they can't do their job. Now, what we often find is with master data management, that's not hard to come by. Real simply, it's about ensuring that if I have a single cleansed list of customer detail, name, address, and so forth, will that help them solve a problem? What's the second critical or most obvious obstacle that people run into? Well, to be very honest with you, it's IT commitment. All too often you find that while we can technically do something, if the IT stakeholders, the people that actually work with these different application systems, don't have a motivation for changing, I can't get it off the ground. We saw that in the early days of data warehousing, where there was no disagreement that I had disparate data across different systems. But when it came to, well, will these applications people really have time to give me the extract so I can load it, and will I have time to understand it? That it took a while to happen. So second item I'll mention is making sure that the IT community that you're working with is committed. The third item that I'd also encourage and focus on is don't start too big. All too often you see very large enterprise initiatives, and while master data management without question can benefit the entire enterprise, what we have seen time and time again is it was successful because someone chose one project and one business audience that they could help, and then expanded from there. So they didn't bite off too much, and it allowed them to get up to speed and learn the things they didn't know, and it reduced the amount of risk. So those would be the three items that I would say most apparent obstacles and ones that are very straightforward to work through if you're aware of them.
And finally, what are the best metrics for success in an MDM program? When and how should organizations start tracking and measuring these success metrics?
Well, you know, that is not only an interesting question, but a tremendous challenge. One of the things we see with any new program is establishing right up front what is the definition of success. And you heard me a moment ago say, understand if you're solving that business problem. Now, all too often you find that it's not a black or white solution. There's shades of gray. Your score may be, well, you can be a B student and get an 88, or you can be an A student and get a 96. I think the real question with master data management is understanding, is the data that we're providing to the stakeholders, is it getting better, and has there been noticeable improvement? So we strongly encourage, as part of a data governance and data management initiative that goes with master data management, to measure the quality improvement of the data. things very simply as, what's the customer set? What are the details now? How many have changed? And being able to monitor data quality itself of that MDM content. The other ones are pretty straightforward and very, very top of mind. If you had a project with a deliverable date and a budget, without question, always be sure to measure those things.
Thank you so much for speaking with us today, Evan Levy with Baseline Consulting.
Thanks for giving me the time. It's been great.
To learn more about Evan Levy or Baseline Consulting, please visit baseline-consulting.com. That's baseline-consulting.com. And you can also find that web address along with more information about Levy on the page where you downloaded this podcast. And for more master data management articles, resources, events, and more, we hope you'll continue to turn to searchdatamanagement.com. Please visit the page where you downloaded this podcast to find links to more MDM resources, along with lots of related information about data governance and other data management topics. And of course, if you have an MDM case study or thoughts to share or any comments about data management, please look for the email link on the podcast download page and email me and let me know. Once again, I'm Hannah Spaltry, site editor for searchdatamanagement.com. You've been listening to an exclusive searchdatamanagement.com podcast. Thank you for listening and have a great day.